G'day there. Welcome along to your podcast for the Rush Hour with Andrew Embley, Katie Lamb, me, Leechy, the anchor, and Joel, the producer, is in as well. How are we doing? Now, Katie Lamb, obviously yes. You had a busy weekend.
Yes.
I'm intrigued. Did you partake in any St. Patrick's Day fair yesterday?
Well, look, I didn't. I was at a baby shower, right?
And perfect time to do it.
Yeah. And then my cousin said, would you like a Guinness for St. Pat's Day? And I said, no, thank you. And then he came back with a Guinness for St. Pat's Day. So I didn't think I liked Guinness because I've had one Guinness in Dublin at the Guinness factory. Yep. And it was amazing. It was beautiful. It was creamy. It was nice. But then when I came back here, I thought, oh, I think I'm a Guinness gal now. You know what I mean? Good. So I went to the pub. I was like, one Guinness, blels. I've been to Ireland. And they gave it to me. And I was like, ooh.
That's not the Guinness that I had in Galway.
Nice. Not a known warm weather drink, though.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Yeah. They have to be freezing cold out of the tap and consumed very quickly.
Well, whilst this one was at St. Bridget just in like Double View. And it was actually very nice. Like, so it was a good Guinness.
Yep.
But, you know, I can't sit on Guinness and continuously drink Guinness like the rest of the boys there were doing.
You can't necessarily sit on it, I don't think, because,
I don't think so.
It gets warm and then it's like, oh, it's just heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, put on the Irish for being able to get their way through a day and plow through as many Guinnesses as possible.
Most of them did their celebrations on the Saturday. That's when it got super loose.
Clever.
Yeah.
So,
love a few hungover heads.
We love a day
so
too as well.
When you get lit.
What? Yeah, I'm not just noticing your voice is a little croaky. Maybe you did have a couple of Guinnesses
yesterday.
That's
why I sort of asked the question.
Maybe I smoked 1,000 darts.
Is there anything she can't do?
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Winnie's? Winfield Red.
Oh, don't. No.
Marlboro Reds.
Remember that great story where
I did. My mate asked me to buy cigarettes. So I'd never bought cigarettes in my life. I'm just trying to think back what it was. But I went in there. And I said, oh, mate, you know, a couple of pack of darts. And he goes, oh, what brand do you want? And I didn't know any brands. So I think I said the Winnie Blues, thanks, mate.
Yeah.
And then he said, like, something else. I said, that's the one.
That's like me when I wanted to buy cigarettes in Paris because everyone in Europe was smoking and it was 2012 and I wanted to smoke too. So I went there and I was just like, one cigarettes pack, please. And they were like, what do you want? I was like, I don't know, what flavours do you have?
Je m'appelle menthol.
Today on the show, people who line up for food, also the red hot debate. It's fair to say Andrew Embley does a dodgy on someone. This is your podcast.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. What are you really gambling with?
From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the Super Pizza Floriette, Inaloo, Wanneroo, and Esperance too, across Albany and the Gloucester Tree,
with Katie Lamb and Andrew Embley.
From the greatest city in the world, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb.
133353. People who line up for food. Discuss.
What have you lined up for and was it worth the wait? 133353. There's a girl who just lined up for 2 hours at Mortadelli in Netherlands for the best sandwich ever, she reckons.
I've heard about this. So we're not talking about lining up for concerts or football tickets. This is purely line up for food.
So you've heard about something, you've heard about a great place, you've heard about an amazing sandwich and you've thought, you know what, I'm going to do it. And you go there. And the line's huge, the wait is long, but you stick it out because apparently it's amazing. And this girl reckons Mortadelli in Netherlands has the best sandwiches ever and it was worth the wait.
Well, you know what? When someone actually says something like that, my ears prick up.
Same.
And I'm going, okay, well, if you've backed yourself in to line up as long as you have and it was worth the wait, I'm going to go check it out.
Same.
I haven't lined up for anything here in Perth, but there's an iconic restaurant in Melbourne called Chin Chin.
Yep.
Right? Oh, yes. Now, when Chin Chin first opened around 2010 and 11, it was just the restaurant that everyone was flocking to. And you couldn't actually book. You had to line up. And for years and years, the line would wrap around, I'm talking 30, 40, 50 metres.
Yeah,
and one particular night, I got in the line and I waited and I got to the front of the queue and I sat down and I can assure you it was one of the best feeds I've ever had.
Well, there you go. 133353, there's this huge fad at the moment about Yochi. So it's like another frozen yogurt type place.
I took my daughter there the other night in Leederville.
It's in Leederville and there are just lines out the door and I'm like, like, is it amazing? Is it worth the wait? Like, do I need to get involved? Do I need to join that queue?
Is it something to do with lines? Like, when people are lining up, you go, well, it must be good.
Totally.
Yes.
Totally. I did that in London. It was this bagel place, and the bagel place next door was empty, but we joined the line because apparently these bagels were amazing. Got to the front, got my bagel, took a bite, and I said, this is below average. Like, it was not worth the wait. I'm sorry, no.
So 133353, people who line up for food, discuss. It could be when Krispy Kreme opened at Whitford's and how there were people lined up for hours trying to get into that, or it could be a whole bunch of other things as well.
Rob from Morley to kick things off. G'day, Rob.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Rob. What'd you line up for?
I'm not going to tell you the name of the place just in case, but it was somewhere in Midland. It's an American franchise, I'm pretty sure, but we got it, and my wife was desperate to try it. We lined up for like an hour, and she threw half it out.
Okay. Wasn't worth the wait, fair to say, Robbie.
No, it was disgusting. I tried it. It's disgusting. Threw half of it out. Gross. My wife forced it away from the line. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no. It's something worse.
American chains, like, for example, what's Starbucks, right? I know that everyone raves about Starbucks.
Mm.
But really? Like, really?
Well, like, I like Starbucks. I think it's nice, but no, I'm not going to line up for hours.
It's completely overrated here in Australia.
It's overrated.
Some things in the States don't work here.
Yeah. I see what you're
very
saying.
Very creamy.
Matthew, well, it depends what your order, though.
We don't need creamies.
Matthew is from Byford. Hey, Matt.
How you doing?
Yeah, do you like cream with that, Matt?
What'd you line up for, Matt?
I lined up for a pizza. It was two slices of pizza at a concert. And I waited so long, I missed about 75% of the concert.
What concert was
that? That is so good.
I was at George Ezra.
Oh no.
What made you line up for two slices of pizza at the concert?
I was absolutely starving. I didn't have lunch. And I saw the line and was like, oh, it'll go through quick. And it just did not move.
Was it worth it?
No, clearly not.
Not at all. It was the thinnest pizza I've ever had. Not great.
Nah, see, I don't mind a thin pizza, but when you're hungry, like starving, you want that thicker crust, don't you reckon, to make it more...
Yeah, I was still hungry afterwards.
Yeah, no doubt. Really and you thick. Also never saw George Ezra, sadly, and probably sung all of his bangers. Let's go to Angela from Beachbrow. Hello.
Hello.
G'day, Angela. What did you line up for?
Burger. It's Ferg Burger in Queenstown.
Okay. All right. Tell us more.
Yeah, it was good. It's always very busy. Awesome burgers, and it was worth the wait. Yeah, waited about 2 hours, hungover as well. Oh. But it was worth the wait.
What is it? The bun? Is it the patty? What made it such a good burger, Angela?
Yeah, it was the patty. It was just so juicy, and it was amazing. Yeah.
You know what? Meat and bun burger chain. In Perth, beautiful.
Yeah, I love the brioche style buns.
Varsity's great.
Very good, nice and soft. The American patties squashed up.
Oh, yeah.
Melted cheese.
Yum, you're making my whole mouth fill with saliva. Starving.
Oh, yes. Penny from Rockingham. G'day, Penny.
Hello.
Hello, Penny. What did you line up for? Was it worth the wait?
Okay, so I was 9 months pregnant and I wanted one of those Vietnamese banh mi.
Oh, yes.
I waited an hour and a half and it was the best thing ever.
Oh, well, so glad. Can you remember where you got it from, Penny?
It was from the Bibra Lake Lunch Bar.
Perfect.
There you go. Good
and you know what?
Them.
When you're pregnant and you've got those cravings, you're just like, well, I'm just going to wait it out because you need it, right? Like when you were pregnant, were your cravings just so strong?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And was it the pork with the crackling that got you over the line,
yum.
Penny?
Yes, it was like pork with the crackling and just perfect ratio of everything.
I could smash that right now, I reckon.
Would you do it again, though, Penny? Like, is it really
yes,
worth
I
doing
do it?
It?
Often.
Being
I
pregnant
still do
or
often.
Having a balm?
Okay. She still does it often. Okay, good on you, Penny. There you go. I heard it here first. Taz is from Como. Hey, Taz.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good, Taz. What is your line up for?
I don't line up for much because I'm quite an impatient individual.
Fair enough, I like it.
The Angelo Street Market's in South Perth. Yep. The sandwiches in there are 11 out of 10.
Yeah. What sort of fillings are in the sandwiches that you like?
I've got a pretty wide range, but I go with the Godfather. It's an Italian meat sandwich. It's got about 8 different meats in there.
Looks very dangerous.
Yeah, it sounds very loaded.
Like a restore sort of Conti roll.
How long did you line up for?
if you go at the right time in the morning, it's pretty quick, but at lunchtime, it can be anywhere from half to an hour. But yeah. Well worth it.
And that's just, it is worth it. Okay. And
good,
that's
on you, Tess.
Commitment.
Good call. Like it.
All right. Hayley's in Wanneroo. Let's finish off with you, Hayley.
Hi. Well, it's in my culture to line up for food or anything. I'm English. I have to line up.
So right. If you see a line, you're just drawn to it.
I'm in line. Yeah. Whatever it is, I'm in line. But I queued up for almost 4 hours for a free Krispy Kreme donut.
Four hours for one donut, Hayley. No.
It was when they first opened in Perth.
Yes. That's amazing, Hayley. I did actually hear about that. And obviously, the Channel News
It was 9 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, fantastic.
I'm pretty sure Hayley's actually there.
Have you ever been in a line and you sort of turn to the person next to you and just go, what are we lining up for?
Yeah. I've done it many a time. Yeah.
So one
free glazed donut.
God, wow. I mean, surely you just wait until the queue dies down and you just walk out the bloody.
It was the first time it's come to Perth. Oh, I'm having one on the day.
I like your optimism. That's good attitude to have. Good on you, Hayley.
Good on you, Hayley.
I don't agree with it.
On you, Hayley.
One donut, come on, Hayley.
For one donut, if you're getting a six pack, sure.
Yeah, I mean, you'd burn it off in the calories. Forgive and just her, the she's waiting English. In for 4 hours.
Order, order. The red hot debate is in session and it's about to get spicy. Just like Frank's red hot burger, only at Chicken Treat.
Ah, debating. It takes me back to year eight debating team.
You would have been a good debater.
I was pretty good, yes. But you know what I was best at? Opening. So I was good at opening, wasn't very good at rebuttal. So I was good first speaker.
I like to get up and just say my bit and then get off, and that way you can't come back at me.
Totally. It's
must have been so tough growing up in Dalkeith.
Triple three, shut up, Bazzo. Actually, shut up, GT now.
Well, hang on, at least Bazzo is north. Where's Dalkeith?
In the Golden Triangle.
The Triangle, that's right. But right now we're talking about North versus South, Lammy.
Well, 133353, we need two people to argue which side of the river is more intelligent. Is it North or South? Now, of course, we do something called Battle of the Burbs, back just after five. And we have found that North people north of the river, are smarter than those of the South.
Is that because North continue to win?
Correct.
Yeah.
So the leaderboard at the moment, I think, is 18-14 to North. And I think we might wipe that slate clean.
So I think what it is, right, is that people from the South are all just surgeons and doctors, and they're actually working. They've got no time in the afternoons to call up and plead their case. So maybe right now, if you are a surgeon and a doctor, because clearly lots of those people live in the South.
This is his argument off air, and he's just taking it. That is such a classic Bass and Dean thing to do. Okay, 133353. We have $500 up for grabs, Leechy. Is that correct?
Or did I make that up?
No, yeah,
you did. $500 on the line right now. 133353. Which side of the river is more intelligent? So we need someone to debate someone for the north side, and we need someone to debate for the south side.
Correct.
Yes. Hello, producer Joel here. Can I just fire up on behalf of the south people? You north flogs. No. I'm sick of your attitude thinking you're all doctors and surgeons.
We're all flipping you the bird.
Can someone just shut his mic off, please?
Exactly. Yeah, just turn it off.
Order, order. Debate is in session and it's about to get spicy. Just like Frank's Red Hot Burger, only at Chicken Treat.
Yeah, we have $500 up for grabs right now. All you need to do is be the best debater. The topic is which side of the river is more intelligent. Is it north or south?
Puts a little bit of pressure on the person calling, Katie.
It does.
Because they are representing the north or the south. But correct. All you need to do is tell us, put your case forward. And Embers today will decide who is the best debater.
Well, $500 on the line.
It's a lot of money.
You need to be fair and look, you know, you are quite impartial, I think.
Impartial, you reckon?
I think so. I mean,
I am very balanced and I am very fair.
You're a fair man.
Yes. And whilst Bassendean is technically in the north, I have been in the south before too.
And you have the brains of the south.
You have been in the south.
Oh, that's
like clever, right?
Yeah.
Rob.
Sure about that.
Rob is from Morley. Hello, Rob.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Rob. How you feeling? You feeling good? You feeling confident?
North is always good. South have to pick themselves up.
All right. Oh. Well, hang on. Save it, mate. Save it right now, Rob, because this is your moment of truth.
All right. 30 seconds. Off you go.
All right. All in all, this is definitely most intelligent. Step up. We've got the most top out of the most 10 top schools in North River. All the intelligence is there. We've got the best doctors and surgeons up in the North. South is there to step it up, hey, because North is definitely 100% the most intelligent. We've got all the top the hospitals and stuff up North. You got two in the South. Come on, step it up.
Rob. You've got the best doctors and surgeons. Can you name one of them?
Yeah, Dr. Crocker, and he's in Super Yakko.
Oh, that sounds like a Crocker.
All right.
Good on you, Rob. All right, you're taking on.
The bar's, well, it's there.
The bar is there. Sarah is from Belmont. She is representing the South. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Sarah.
You're sounding switched on, Sarah, they call her.
Yeah.
Are you a Professor Sarah by any chance? Are you,
close to it.
A heart surgeon, right. Some say. Okay. All right, you have, pardon me, have 30 seconds. Sorry, my phone was on loud. 30 seconds to say why South Side of the River is more intelligent. Sarah, off you go.
Okay, well, the South leads you to the most beautiful parts of WA. On your journey to the South, to such beautiful scenery, vineyards, we have some of the best educated surgeons. We have some of the best teaching hospitals in the Southern Hemisphere. We also have a world-renowned veterinary hospital and a teaching hospital in Murdoch, producing some of the best surgeons for athletes of all descriptions all over the world. We have grounds and groundbreaking research in many different fields, and we're just streets above the North.
That's good.
That was actually very good too.
One thing I will say is that while South, you know, leads you to some of the most beautiful places in WA, I don't see what that has anything to do with intelligence. I will say
this is very difficult because I did think both were very good.
Yeah, because it's a good point, because the actual question, which side of the river is actually more intelligent? So
but it's about putting your case forward. What's going to tickle Embers' fancy?
Oh, I don't want anything to tickle Embers.
Sarah was good too. But there only can be one winner. Thanks to Chicken Treat. $500 will be coming. Rob from Morley's Way. North of one again. Rob, can I just say, Rob was just... He was passionate. He wanted to get it out. He was passionate.
Let Embers decide.
You let Embers decide it.
Sarah was very good, mind you, but Rob from Morley, he wasn't scripted. He just wanted to get it out. And there's a connection between Rob and I.
Embers, you shall hang your head in shame.
Oh, hang on.
I swear to God, was the most clear winner we have had in the Red Hot Debate since this started.
She can have a chicken treat voucher. She was very good, Sarah, but $500 going to Rob. Rob from Morley. You there, Rob?
Yep. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Rob, mate, I'm telling you, that was terrific, mate.
Tell you what, that Dr. Crocker was actually my hand surgeon when I had a business conversation too. So.
Oh, Rob, whatever that meant.
He was awesome. So, yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks, mate. Rob.
Awesome. So, Dr. Crocker can be thanked for that.
Dr. Crocker in the end got him over the line.
That's great.
Is he talking about Denny Crocker?
There's been a lot of food chat on this show already.
Dr. Crocker's thinking to myself, geez, that Rob from Morley's a shocker.
Triple M's Wheel. Of Fortune. Brought to you by Totally Workwear. Tradies to nurses. High vis to hospo. At Totally Workwear, we totally love your work.
Oh, it's up to $11,900. Andrew Embley, just imagine a Monday arvo and you take home that kind of coin.
That's right. And for a few people who didn't have a bad weekend, then they might actually be evens, you know, because I might have blown about 11,000.
Oh,
well,
God.
Who knows? Who knows?
Oh, well, what we do know is that we have something inside our wheelie bit of fortune. You guess what it is to score a wheelie big prize.
It's as simple as that. We are up and about. The clues, well, if you haven't been listening to all the clues, then you're not doing yourself a favour, because the last thing we want to hear is someone say something that's already been said, Katie.
That's it. Or incorrect guesses on Triple M Perth's Instagram. Paul is from Brentwood. Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, good, Paul. Have you been listening into some of the clues and have you heard some of the wrong answers so far?
I've been listening to some of the clues, but, yeah, I haven't heard too many wrong answers. Yeah, I've heard a few, well, you know.
That's all you can do, Paul. $11,900, that's a lot of money, Paul. What do you think is in our Willy Bin of Fortune?
I think, going by some of the clues, I think it could be a sunshade that goes inside the window of your car and then you fold the sun visors back down because they've said it was a seasonal item to stop the sun coming in.
Paul, that's a really, really clever guess.
Well, it's actually the best answer we've ever had on this show today.
I love the way you've broken it down. There's a bit of method to that.
And it's 120 centimetres as well, so it's about size the wheelie bin and across the windscreen.
That's true. It's good.
Well, Paul has done the numbers, he's ran the numbers, he's carried the one. And this, that's what I like about Paul.
Right now, for $11,900, I think we're looking at the best guest that we have ever had on this show.
Oh, open up your bank account,
Producer
Paul.
Joel.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
The suspense is killing me, Joel.
You know, those sun visors do a pretty good job at sort of shielding your eyes from the sun.
Yes.
I really wish I could shield my ears from that guess. Wrong.
Oh. Paul, are you okay? You just got attacked.
Paul, that guess was so good that didn't need that response.
Did not warrant that response, Paul, because you ran the numbers and you carried the one.
Yeah,
not to worry.
Well,
but have a go.
That's a really good guess. I'd be guessing that again tomorrow.
Yeah, same. I'd guess it every time. It's now up to 12,000.
Must be right then.
Is that $12,000, Paul? And you can, of course, guess again.
Yeah. Indeed.
And stick with it, because you never know, it might change into a sunshade.
It could.
When's the next clue, Leechy?
Well.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
What?
Breaking news.
Breaking news. We have the new clue. We have the new clue.
Is the Leechy from the newsroom going to read out the clue for us if it's breaking news?
You could have given us a clue before we put Paul on.
Isn't this meant to be our show?
I'm sorry, but that wasn't what was told to me.
Are you
going to
read it live on the radio?
Are you going to
read it
open?
Oh my God, there's an envelope and everything, everyone.
See, they didn't ask Embers to read it out.
You wouldn't be able to read it. Oh, what?
Well, there's only, it's a very small clue, as in there's only four letters to it.
Okay.
What?
What are they? The clue is YMCA. A.
Y-M-C-A. Na-na-na-na-na-na. Y-M-C-A.
Okay, Y-M-C-A.
So Y-M-C-A.
That is the clue that we have been given. That is the newest clue.
The newest clue.
Y-M-C-A. Who sings Y-M-C-A again,
Y-M-C-A.
Katie?
Y-M-C-A. The Village People.
Village People.
Oh.
Y-M-C-A.
YMCA.
Mix that with all of the other clues. Check out Triple M Purse Insta. Get thinking. Make sure
Put
you check
letters
the Insta.
Around. Who knows?
Oh, actually that's good. Maybe it's ACMY.
Maybe it's
what's that spell?
Macwy.
Guys, you there?
Yes.
So I should reiterate that the clue is in fact the song YMCA. It's not specifically. The letters YMCA.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, well, you could. Oh, we could have told us. Whoever was organising that could have actually put that in there.
That was me, and I apologise.
YMCA.
Yeah. Now, on Friday, I came in, Embers, and Jess, who works with us, she had printed you off something, and I saw it, and I just kind of saw it was like an accreditation, I think, to Optus Stadium for the footy.
That's right,
season
yes.
now, footy's back, and you obviously go and call for Triple M footy. So I saw you sort of like laminating it, and anyway, I didn't really think anything of it. And then over the weekend, in fact, just yesterday, I received a photo from our good friend Leechy, who also is there with you. And you have turned that A4 piece of paper with your accreditation into a gigantic lanyard, and you are wearing it around your neck with an A4 piece of laminated paper.
I've always been a big fan of a cut and paste, Kennedy. Now, can I just say accreditation is very important. We take it very seriously because you cannot enter Optus Stadium without it. At the start of the year, everyone gets their hard copy. All right, so Xavier Ellis, he got his. Ryan Daniels, Daniel Leach, Lockie, Tommy Atkinson, the Beast.
Yes.
Leon and Alex from the engineering department. They got theirs as well.
Right.
And then we got an email saying, by the way, Embers, sorry, we don't have yours.
Oh.
I mean, how quickly they forget, Lammy. So they said, well, that's okay. You can go and print it out. Well, that's fine. I don't know how to use a computer,
no,
do I?
No, you don't. So, I'm surprised you even saw an email.
Well, actually, I didn't see the email. Oh. Dan Leach sent me an email, and then he said, have you checked your emails? Yeah. And I said, yes, absolutely. And he said, what's there? And he said, listen, mate, let me tell you this. You haven't got your accreditation.
The so amount of follow-up.
Can you print it out? So, of course, I go, absolutely, leave it to me. Walk over to the beautiful Jess and say, Jess, can you please print this out for me? Yeah. And she goes, absolutely.
Yes.
So she prints it out.
Jess.
So I've got this bit of paper, and as I know, I need to wear it around my neck. And I see the laminating machine. I'm thinking, oh, this is like, you know, this is like the cut and paste that I love.
Yeah, you're going to make it legit.
So I'm trying to stick it in. That didn't work out well. And then Jess came over and said, you got to turn the power on. So I turned the power on,
classic.
And then we got it in, right?
Perfect.
But then the problem was I needed to clip it around my neck.
Yeah.
So I grabbed one of those pens and I started putting the pen through the holes for the lanyard to go in. And then Jess came over and said, oh, here's a hole puncher. So got the puncher, punched it out, and then before I knew it, you know, this masterpiece had come together. And, of course, when I rocked up to the football yesterday, it was like, you know, when you like you get a, like a little certificate and you're three and you sort of stand up in front of the class and you hold it next to your chest.
Proud
and
you go, as punch.
Look at me.
Yes.
I learned how to tie my shoes today.
Correct.
Well, that was like Embers yesterday.
Because just for reference, you know, a lanyard and then their accreditation is usually about the size of like a credit card. So think of a credit card attached to a lanyard
nice
and then
and
everyone
short, small.
Wearing it around their neck.
Nice little photo.
Then Embers just waltz in with a lanyard with a full A4 piece of paper, just like full merit certificate vibes.
There was so much, look at me, look at me, look at me.
People were like,
anyway, good news is that the accreditation is still not arrived, and I'll be wearing that this week against the GWS Giants.
It's
so come say g'day to Embers.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Embers All Sports Report.
Plenty of AFL to get through, Katie, and of course, yesterday the two West Australian teams kicked off their season. Let's start with the Fremantle Dockers, and after a slow start, they just absolutely launched. Michael Frederick kicking the sealer late in the last.
Sarong out of the middle. Gives it to Frederick from 60. This will bring the house down. Freddie!
Did he do the backflip?
No.
He didn't do the backflip. It deserved the backflip. It was a wonderful goal. Fremantle. So Brizzy kicked the first four goals off the game and it happened really quickly, but they didn't panic. And when you have a look at maybe some of those goals that Brisbane got, they were soft goals. There was a rush behind that was paid, so they got a free kick from the top of the goal square. There was a 50-metre penalty. So they got a few little easy goals and Fremantle just persisted. They got a couple of goals late back in the first quarter. Bailey Banfield got things going for them. And then after that, they were just on fire. Caleb Sarong, Triple M's Caleb Sarong, had the game of his life.
Yeah.
He had 46 disposals. That's a new club record. He was everywhere. He was hard around the contest. He brought players into it. And they got the connection piece right inside forward 52. Jai Amos was quite early. Bobs up, kicks four goals from six touches. Josh Tracy kicks three. Luke Jackson stands up and kicks a couple of goals as well. Nat Fyfe, you know, first time that he was able to play a full game in the middle of the ground, got through, and he'll get better as well. So some really encouraging signs for the Fremantle Dockers, and they head over to Melbourne to play North Melbourne this week. So they could really be 2-0.
Yeah, they're off to a good start. They just looked good, and like Caleb was amazing, but they just seemed like the connection was good, and hopefully they can get another win.
Yep, well, there's every chance they'll do that. The West Coast Eagles, they were on before. Now, glass half full with West Coast. They competed in the first quarter. There were some signs there where they were able to take the game on a little bit, but unfortunately they did concede a lot of scores. Now, in the end, they lost by 50. Port Adelaide had, I think, 40 scoring shots in the end. So they could have easily won by a lot more. I think they had 24 points, Port Adelaide. But Harley Reid, He got through. He had 8 touches in the first quarter, I think. Ended up with 16 touches for the game, playing through the middle of the ground.
I didn't watch it. So would he have been happy with his performance after all of the hype?
You know what? I reckon he would have been. I heard Xavier Ellis actually speaking on Breakfast this morning. He made a really good point. In Chris Judd's first year, now I'm by no means comparing Chris Judd and Harley Reid, but in Chris Judd's first year, and we talk about how unbelievable he was in his first season, Chris Judd, he only had over 20 touches one time.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think he had 21 touches was the highest amount of disposals that he got in his first year.
Yeah.
So I think for what Harley did, he threw his body around. He was happy to get in a scuffle. I think he's even got a fine in his first game. So he's lost his match payment, the poor kid, but he'll be fine. So I think this week, West Coast supporters get along to Optus Stadium. Mm-hmm. I think against GWS, of course, it's going to be hard. But there was enough signs there that we're going to have some tough losses, make no mistake. But I reckon there's also going to be some really exciting things to see this year. And I reckon one and a half of good quarters from West Coast. Hopefully this week it's two.
Now, we've got to talk about something that happened during the game.
Oh,
the Triple M call.
Oh, this would have been good.
Yeah. It's fair to say that Andrew Embley is very good at bringing others down to his level.
Well, we do call them embolisms. And sometimes, Leachy, you and I have been a victim of this too, Embers is on a roll with his own embolisms, all of a sudden we can't
Don't
talk.
You blame me. Yeah.
This happened, I think, early in the first quarter. Lachie Reid was just talking about our special comments, guys.
The Seabus Super making hard work payoff since 1984, the year that Embers was born.
81, Lock,
right.
But I'll take 84. Okay. I will take that. That means I'm 30. Anyway, I can. Oh, Jesus. I'm sort of so strong.
It's 2004
I'm,
now.
I'm going to get the calculator out. I'm going to work out Embers, how old I am.
It's 2004 now.
2004.
What?
Lock.
2024.
Oh, oh, yeah.
Wow.
Don't come and buy a helper. Sanger has just been passed from Embers.
Not only does Andrew Embley doesn't know. Yeah, I know. Embolisms. It happens to everyone when he gets brought down to his level.
Don't blame
2024 to 1984 is?
I don't know, Leachy.
Hang on, you're the shoot the sheriff king.
How old am I at the moment? I'm 42 years of age. That's all I know.
I'll be 40.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, yes. And then later on in the game.
Oh, it gets better, does it?
Yeah, it gets interestingly better. Third quarter, we were talking about Joe Danaher and the game that he was having at the time.
Their forwards were high. Joe's been high all day. And you know that the way that he takes that mark and wheels outside forward 50 high up the ground.
Oh.
And that particular time.
Right.
It's went straight through the hay, did a little lock.
We're not back in 2006.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We are going to have to keep a very close eye on you this
Joe
season.
Joe Danaher is not from Hamilton Hill, right? He's from the Brisbane Lions, right? And he's high up the ground from 55.
It's time to find Perth's smartest suburb.
How good is Perth?
North versus South. Battle of the Burbs.
Battle of the Burbs, it is back, baby. We have wiped the slate.
We're all
clean.
Involved in the embolisms.
It's an embolism, sir.
It's such an easy out, isn't it? When you muck up, we go, you know what? It's Embers' fault. Blame Embers. It's so good it happens to someone else.
We do. we are trying to find the smartest side of the river. Yeah, you go, no. You go, Embers.
Well, we know what's going on. It's North versus South. It's a clean slate. Maddie's from Alexander Heights. Katie, that is in the north. G'day, Maddie. Welcome to you.
G'day, guys.
Hello, Maddie. You're feeling switched on today?
Hopefully.
Excellent.
All right, Maddie. Well, you'll be taking on Hayden from Gosnells, and that is well and truly in the south. G'day, Hayden.
How are you, mate? How you doing?
Feeling good, Haydos?
Always ready to go.
Good.
Excellent. He sounds confident.
All right, Maddie, your buzzer is north. Hayden, your buzzer is south. It's the first of 2 points that wins and puts a point on the board for their side of the river. Question one.
Question number one. Which Fremantle Dockers player broke the record for the most amount of touches in a game of AFL football yesterday?
South.
South.
Caleb Sarong.
Caleb Sarong and South is on the board.
What a wonderful first question to kick things off.
Lovely. Well Andrew done. Embley has just decided to go with his own first question. That's good to say.
I actually don't disagree. Okay, question number two. Hayden, if you get this, you win. Maddie, you need this to stay in the game. Question number two. Jack Black is in Australia for his new movie about a cartoon kung fu what?
South
for the win.
Panda.
Panda! And South are on the board for the first time in Bumble history. South have taken the lead.
First time they've been in like Haydos was just very calm about that.
Hayden just went South. Bang. South.
Caleb Sarong.
South.
Hayden, congratulations. Double pass to Nitro Slam at the Motorplex is on your way. Maddie, bad luck to you. So South 1-0. Now, I need to just pick up a couple of things here. Andrew Embley went with a completely different first question.
Yeah, because the first question sucked.
Now, let's just talk about the first question. What was the first question?
Well, the first question was true or false. Harley Reid had 36 touches against Port Adelaide on his debut yesterday.
You don't think that's a good question?
That is a ridiculous question. Now, the worst question there's no way this question is actually getting called out. So I have to read it out for you right now.
This is good. Yep. Go on. What is it?
This was a question that was written hopefully by a four-year-old kid at Mount Clemmont Primary School. If you were a fisherman who caught 17 fish and threw eight back, mind you, threw spelt T-H-R-O-U-G-H, how many fish would be left? Oh, mate, come
basically
on.
Basically, he's trying to say what 17 take eight.
What's 17 minus eight? I mean, like, you could have just said that.
And also, hey, Joel, just a spell check would be nice.
Yeah.
Excuse me. South needed a win on a Monday after a big weekend. I did what I had to do.
That's written like someone from the South.
Oh, there's so much Pauline Hanson. Please explain
that. Not anymore, Leach. You South are winning now.
Well, I know. I'm going to have to eat my words soon.
Late last week, me, Michelle from The Breakfast Show, yes, and Stacey, who also works with us here at Triple M, we were invited to a dinner at the QT restaurant.
I love the QT. Good place.
Channel 9. So it was awesome. It was a very intimate dinner and it was just to sort of celebrate their change of schedule. Monica Koss going on at 4, then Todd Woodbridge was there for Tipping Point and Michael Thompson. So anyway, it was
just... How come you got invited and not me?
Yeah, I actually was off the bench. Stacey invited Jess. Jess couldn't go and then so she asked me if I wanted to go.
Oh, no,
and
that's
I never
right.
knocked back
now.
A free no, free meal.
Yeah, no, she asked me. I said, oh, I'm busy. I'll maybe ask Katie.
No, she didn't actually. So anyway, we get there and it's just a very intimate dinner, but it's a long table. And I was sitting next to Todd Woodbridge. Now, I've never met him before in my life.
T-Dub.
But hey.
Brilliant.
You know, brilliant.
My goodness. One of the great, the Woodies were the greatest doubles partnership ever in tennis.
Why are we only learning about this now?
Hang on.
So we ended up having a, like, dinner. So it was entree, main, dessert. Yeah. And it was me, Michelle, and Todd Woodbridge. Now, when it's a long table dinner, you don't kind of get up and walk around and play musical chairs
sort of
and socialise.
Don't you?
You have to sit in your spot. So I'm talking to Todd Woodbridge, and we, you know, talk about his tennis, and then we talk about, you know, what his wife does, and then we talk about his kids. And
so you talked a lot about him.
And then did you get some forehand tips? I don't know what else to kind of talk about, to be honest.
Was he not interested in anything about the lamb dog?
Oh, no, he was asking me questions as well. He was great.
So yep. How's Embers?
We were talking a lot about me. And then I'm asking, and then anyway, it just went on to the point that I was really scraping the barrel of just topic conversations. And I ended up just asking him about his kids, and then somehow we went on to, I know all about now his daughter's gut health and bowel movements. And then you just end up, I now know all about each family member who's ever died. And it was just one of those things where it just continuously spiraled because nobody else was there to help out on conversation.
Oh,
hey, Embers, don't worry. I spoke about you more than I'm proud to say because it was just another topic of conversation I could cover. We have covered everything.
Who the hell is this Embers bloke?
He's...
Who is this bloke that she continues to talk about? Is it her partner?
So anyway, Todd Woodbridge, great talking with you. I definitely tune in to Tipping Point. Yeah. It sounds like it's going to be fantastic. Yeah. But I know far too much about his family that I'm proud to say, to be honest, Leachy. It was a lot.
Michelle, save me.
Sub in, tap in. We start talking about 60s cartoons. He and Michelle did. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, no, I'm leaving.
It's the end of the world as we know it. Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. What are you really gambling with?